This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, thoughts about thinking while I'm drowning. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Crossing the campus on the way to the radio station, I run into my colleague John Hunsucker. What's new with the Heimlich maneuver, I ask him. Hunsucker has been teaching lifeguards to use the Heimlich grip to flush water out of drowning victims. His method has already saved a lot of lives, but today his mind is on other things. John, he says, suppose your car goes into the bayou. How do you get out of it once you're in the water? I figure I'm pretty cool under pressure. I tell how I'd open the door right away or kick out a window and swim for it. Hunsucker blocks all my ideas. You think you're strong enough to kick out a car window? And did you remember the seat belt? I'm getting uncomfortable. I feel cold water rising as I guess the wrong moves. In the first place, many cars roll down embankments and enter the water with windows closed and intact. A sealed car floats 2 to 4 minutes. We have 2 minutes to get everyone unbelted and decide what to do. Meanwhile, water leaks through the engine firewall and the heavier front of the car sinks first. Our instinct is to follow the air bubble into the back seat where we can't get out. The car goes down nose first and often flips onto its back. Since seat belts don't retract under water, it's easy to tangle in them. Electric window controls fail after about 5 minutes. Once we're on the bottom, we get disoriented. We have to go to the floor above to breathe and the window below to get out. If we still have our wits about us while the car is afloat, we have to get everyone ready before we open the window. Once we do, water floods in and we have maybe 20 seconds to get out. But if the window's underwater, pressure can hold it shut. Then we have to crack the door. Once we do that, our time is really limited. Hunsucker says 350 people die this way every year, far fewer than die by, say, tobacco use or drunk driving. But like those deaths, so many of these could be prevented by thinking ahead. Once I buckled my seatbelt only because I had to. Then one actually saved me from serious injury. That's why I now force myself through the uncomfortable process of thinking through sinking car scenarios, of feeling fear I'd rather not think about. The chances are slim that I'll ever face that situation. But Hunsucker tells me about a man who got out of a sinking car and then stood on its roof as it sank, desperately trying to break in the rear window to get his wife out as well. That is a horror no one should have to carry. This is no place where we want to rely on instantaneous invention. This is a problem each of us needs to solve ahead of time. And so I include some source material for you in the transcript. Check it out on the KUHF website. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.